This reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, from verse 18 to the end of the chapter. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Well, good morning. My name's Sam. We haven't met before. It's great to have you with us on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. It's fun to be together. Any turkeys in the oven? Not yet? No? Good. Who likes turkey anyway, hey? Anyway, I'm really thankful to God because I've already got to open one of my Christmas presents this morning. And I'm going to show you what it is. Are you ready? My teddy! And I'm really happy. You see, Anna has a teddy, and Fee has many teddies. And sometimes we play with the teddies, but I've never had a teddy to play with.
Aww.
Thank you. But I'm really excited, because now I have a teddy!
Yay!
And isn't it lovely? So, I've got a task for you, and there is also some chocolate bribery as a winner. Clearly we're on the same wavelength. So, I haven't given Teddy a name yet, okay? So my task for you, I'm going to give you about a minute, is to pick a name. You've got to choose what I should call Teddy, and then I want to hear why. Why I should name this Teddy that name, okay? So what should I name Teddy and why? I'll give you 30 seconds, a minute to come up with some good ideas. The best one, which will be named, will get an Uber, maybe like a second chocolate. You know, we're getting big steaks. So have a little chat. What should I name Teddy? We got some names ready?
Yeah.
I put this in Anna's stocking, so I'm onto a winner here, aren't I? So that's fine. Okay, let's maybe start towards the back. Oh, I don't know your name in the white t-shirt. What do you think I should name Teddy?
Tang.
Tang?
Tang.
Tang. Why should I name him Tang?
Because he's an orangutan.
An orangutan! Oh. Genius! There you go, well done. Grab a chocolate coin. These have got milk in them, so I hope that you're a damn of that. Go on then, over there. A monkey, because he's a monkey! Genius. Man, these are original names. I was hoping for a bit more creativity, but that's okay. Let's go here.
Banana, because he likes bananas.
Banana, because he likes bananas! That's a bananas idea. Great. Go on, Emily.
Rainbow.
Rainbow? Why should I call him Rainbow?
Because it's pretty.
Right, you're up, Yestin. Great. Go on, Elizabeth.
Orange Sam.
Orange Sam.
Orange because he's orange and orangutan, and Sam because he looks like you.
He looks like me. In his hairy, rugged sort of way. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. That's definitely what you're thinking. There you go. Phoebe? What should I name her, Phoebe? Sorry?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Why should I call him Aladdin?
Because he's a boy.
Because he's a boy! And go on, let's go right in the back. What should we call him?
Santa!
Santa! Why should we call him Santa? Because it's Christmas! Go on, we'll do two more. This is just way too much fun. Let's go right to the back.
Clingy,
I like that. I like that. Good catch. And final one. We've heard this from you before. Go on, Scott. Sue.
Boris, because he's got the same hairstyle.
That's going to lead as well.
That's the only resemblance. That's the only resemblance. Okay.
He's got the same hair.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right, now it's the difficult part. I can't even remember what half of them were. But go on then. Last one, Judah. What do you think?
Lights.
Lights. Why lights? Do you like lights? Yeah. Great. And God, I'm going to give a £20 note. Who knows? They made these. They're not just coins, but now they're notes. This is high class. Whenever we got these from. I liked. I did actually quite like Tang. Where was Tang? Can we start with Tang? Tang was there. Go on then. There you go. Well done. Thank you. Let's give him a round of applause. Right, I'll put him there. Go on then, Tang. What's your name now, buddy? There you go. Nap time for Tang. There we go. You see, for our teddies, and I reckon some of you might be getting some teddies today, or our pets, or our children, we give them names, right? We choose the names. But for Jesus, I didn't know if you noticed on that reading, he didn't choose his name, or he was a baby. Mary and Joseph didn't choose his name. But the angel came and said, "This is going to be your name." That's a bit odd, isn't it? It's a bit amazing that an angel would appear and tell them their names. That certainly didn't happen just now with Tang. This didn't happen when we named our daughter. But an angel came and appeared. It's a special naming for a special baby. And these names don't just tell us what was in, what was popular at the time, but it's a bit like a role. So you see, Fee calls me Daddy. That's not because that's my name. My name's Sam. But Daddy, it kind of is like my job description to her. It tells me my role, who I am to her. And that's a little bit like these two names we heard for the baby being born that first Christmas. So we're just going to think a little bit about them today. And the first name is the name he's not really called that much. Maybe it's a bit like his nickname or his middle name. Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the ridiculous slash amazing slash incredible claim that Matthew makes, that this baby born is no other than God, like God the Son from ever, here with us in flesh on earth. That's the claim. It might seem utterly ridiculous to you this morning, and that's the claim that the gospel writers go on to make. And we would encourage you to read through it, see if that could be true, if the evidence does point to it. That this baby is God with us. But if he is, then what should we do? I'm going to suggest two things. Firstly, listen to him. There's a picture coming up. On Monday, me and Fee and Anna sat down and watched the film Frozen. Not like the new one that's come out, we're a bit behind the times, but the first one. Fee got a Olaf onesie as an early Christmas present, which is particularly cute, and we sat down and watched it. Is anyone like Frozen? Yeah, a few old people, we like that, good. And Elsa sings this line in Frozen. No right, no wrong, no rules for me, I'm free. And then it goes... There you go. No, you really don't want me to sing, especially not that high-pitched. No right, no wrong, no rules for me, I'm free. She lived in that moment just how she wanted to. She listened to herself. And the sad bit as the film is, as she does that, everything goes wrong, doesn't it? The whole town freezes over. Her sister comes to help her, and then she sort of like freezes her heart in this sort of weird scene. It all goes wrong. Just listening to ourselves, these are the things go wrong. But if this Jesus is God, then we should listen to him. Listen to what he says. Because he is the God that made us and that made the world. He knows us. So we can listen to him. And secondly, we can speak to him. You see, if God had one of our bodies, and God thought like the way we think, and he had feelings like we had feelings, and he felt pain like we felt pain, even though he did that all perfectly, then he knows. He kind of gets it. He's like our friend, our brother. We can talk to him because he knows what it's like to be one of us. He suffered loads. He was rejected. He was born into poverty. He cares, so we can talk to him. This is the amazing thing to marvel at this morning. The God who is eternal forever, he came and stepped into time in a body. The God who is immortal, who can't die, he came and died. The God who is invisible has made himself known, and he came and lived among us. He knows, so we can listen to him. And second name, if Emmanuel's his first name, that's like his nickname. His second name, I reckon you'll know this one. What's his name that we all know the baby by?
Jesus.
Jesus, right? You don't need to put up your hands, that's fine. It's Jesus. Jesus, which means God saves. He's come to save his people from their sins. Well, we love a rescue story. Frozen was on my mind when I was thinking about this after watching it, so we'll have another Frozen reference. Who's this? It's Anna. And what happened to Anna to make her not feel very good? What happened to her that was really sad?
Elsa froze her heart.
Elsa froze her heart. Great knowledge, Joe. Elsa froze her heart. And how could she get better? How could she, her heart get unfrozen? An act of true love. Oh, it's just beautiful, isn't it? Don't we just love that bit? We love a rescue. We love a love story like that. Someone needs to save her so she wouldn't die. And that saving was obvious. Look, her hair's changed colour. She looks really cold. She felt unwell. That saving was obvious. Yet when Jesus comes as our saviour, sometimes it can feel a little bit less obvious. Because actually this morning, we don't need saving. It's Christmas. We've got good food. I'm wearing my lovely jumper. We're having fun. We don't need saving. It's a lot less obvious who this saviour Jesus is. But the reason, even if we feel that Jesus came, doesn't change. He came to save his people from their sins. You see, God's first name that we thought about was... Jesus' first name was Emmanuel, God with us. And God can only be with us and really in us, and we can be friends with him if we are holy and perfect like him. He can only be with us if we're like him, perfect. And the sad thing is that we're not, are we? God is so beautiful and wonderful and true and perfect that we can't really be with him. As well, we're a bit stuffed. It leaves us with a problem. The Bible calls our sin that Jesus has come to rescue us from. But this was God's plan. And there's some lyrics going to come up for a song that we're going to sing in a moment. And it says this. Speaking of Jesus, this wondrous gift of heaven, the Father sends the Son, Jesus. It was planned from time eternal, moved by Holy Spirit. It was always the plan that Jesus would come and save us. And how does he do it? He will carry our curse and death he'll reverse so we can be daughters and sons. Jesus, God saves, came on this rescue mission. How? To carry our curse. He was born low into poverty and he went even lower as he took on our curse of sin on the cross. And what does that mean? Last line. We can be his daughters and sons. We can be part of his family. He can be God with us, Not because we've put on our best behaviour and we're on Santa's good list, but because Jesus has come and rescued us. And friends, this is our message of joy, of hope this Christmas. To anyone, whatever your past, whatever you feel like you deserve it or not, whatever your background and your guilt, wherever you're from, that you can be daughters and sons with the God of eternity. Why? Because God came. It was his rescue plan. He came and was with us. He came to be with us and die for us so that we could be with God. God could be with us and we can be his friends and family. This is wonderful news, isn't it? Wonderful. It's not that we deserve it. He's not like Santa, that we do good and we get presents. No, we do loads of wrong. Yet he comes, because he loves us. And he's come and died for us. Praise God. Jesus is Emmanuel. He's with us. He's with us today. We can listen to him and speak to him. And he's Jesus, God, who comes to save us. To save his people from their sins. And today, I hope that message will fill you with great joy. Not just because the chicken tastes nice or the turkey. But today, the God who made our world and everything in it wants to call you into being part of his family. Isn't that good news? Yes. To people that don't deserve it. And that is why, as a church, we love Christmas. Because it says that God came. And he started this wonderful rescue mission.